The fourth function of a traditional mythology is to carry the individual through the crises of his life, from birth through maturity to the descending years and out. Now, regarded biologically, in that cool way that one learns to regard things when one's in a lab, the human being is born about 14 years too soon. No other animal requires 14 years before it can take care of itself. And so the human species has a period of 14 years, which is the length of life of most of our little pet animals, in which his psychology is that of dependency. And this is forced in. It's as though every time a stimulus arises, the reflex is, where's daddy? Where's mother? What will daddy say? And then suddenly, society says, you're an adult now. Your reflexes are to be different. They're to be, I'm daddy. I'm the boy. Now, a neurotic is simply someone who's at the age of 40 says first, where's daddy? And then, and then thinks, oh, I am. By that time, things have happened, and he's late. The primitive rite of initiation, puberty, which gave people quite a banging up, were based on the problem of getting you over that threshold. Now, you know how they did it. They scarified and cut pieces off and all this kind of thing, so that presently you didn't have the same body you had when you were a little buddy. And you look at yourself and you say, I'm different. And you also have been taught in a very emphatic way how little boys and little girls should act when they are little men and little women. And everything has been done to help you over that. Now, I don't mean to be personal, but look what we're doing instead. We're teaching you how to add two and two and what Marx said, but what's that got to do with it? And so the normal thing in our world is that there's a kind of lag here, kind of delay. And I've seen it that children at the age of 5 realize that mother never got over that bump and have had to take it over themselves. So mythology has to serve through its rites of initiation, and we don't have those rites, to carry the individual from a sense of dependency to the sense of responsibility, so that it's really in there, not something that his mind brings in, but it's there in his nerves and veins. And then comes the next part of this story.